People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome, my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it.
What's up, my good people? This is your boy, CJ Moneyway, and you are listening to the CJ Moneyway Show. Today, I have on the show with me the one who helps authors through 1106 Designs since 2001 and has been a book publisher for over 50 years. So welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle. Hey, how you doing today, Michelle?
Oh, thank you so much for having me, CJ. I so appreciate this opportunity.
I thank you for coming on today. I really, really do. So before we get started, Michelle, tell us what has changed in publishing books from the time you first started until what you see today.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, like you said, I've been in the publishing industry for 50 years. I'm not a book publisher, and that is really the main crux of everything that I can talk about today. Mm-hmm. Because self-publishing has become overwhelming. Authors have to think of so many tasks to do and so many companies to review. And the reason I'm doing these podcasts is because the industry has become very complicated and authors can't count on everybody looking out for their best interests. So I've been sitting in my office for a long time getting very annoyed at that. I think it's the wrong way to do business. And I finally decided, okay, I have to get out there and start talking about it because it's not right what's happening. And I want authors to have a good experience when they publish their book. Mm-hmm. So what 1106 Design does is make it easy for authors to produce a top quality book, keep control of their book, which is something they can't do when they hire a publisher, and also make more money every time they sell a book. So what I want to do is talk about some topics, and you can ask me all the questions you want, and I want to help authors have all the information they need so that they can ask the right questions when they are evaluating providers so they can make the right decision that's for them.
Okay. So with that being said, and with the industry as it is, and I think you kind of touched on it a little bit when you were introing. And so could you just elaborate a little bit more on, so after all the years in the business, as far as publishing, what inspired you to start your own company?
Well, that's kind of a long story. I was in traditional publishing. My first job was at Crown Publishers in New York City in 1972. And back then, publishing was what we now think of and are familiar with as traditional publishing. The publisher paid the experts to produce the book. The author contributed the manuscript, but did not have to contribute financially to the creation of the book. And then the publisher got most of the money when the book was sold to recoup its investment, which is perfectly fair, right? The author spent the money. The author should get the return on that investment. And the author would be paid a small royalty for every copy that was sold. So around 2000 or so, maybe a little earlier, independent publishing was born right along with Amazon. And that was an earthquake in the publishing industry. All of a sudden, authors could release their book to the world without using a publisher of any kind. And independent publishing, as it was first conceived of at that time, meant that the author was the publisher of the book. The author would hire the experts, and the author would get all of the money and keep all of the control when the book was sold. So, but in the intervening years, it got very complicated. Companies in the middle ground started to appear. They called themselves self-publishing companies. Now they call themselves hybrid publishers. Some of them call themselves independent publishing companies. And some of them have dropped the adjectives altogether. Now they just call themselves publishers. But what they're doing is they're charging the author to produce the book, which is fine in itself. But then they're also taking lion's share of the profits when a book is sold and the author is paid a small royalty. So that's really not beneficial to authors at all. So what I want to remind people is that traditional independent publishing still exists. They can still work with a company like mine who does not take a penny of their revenue from sales, but helps them step by step through the process to manage all the services that are necessary to produce that quality book and to help them publish in their own name, not in our name. The author is the publisher.
So with 1106 Design, you say that the author gets all the rights. Let me ask you a question. So say I just published a book on Amazon, right? A Kindle book or whatever. Will I be able to take my book off of Amazon if I wanted to actually work with 1106? Would that be possible?
Sure, but I don't know why you would want to take it off of Amazon. Did you publish it yourself under your own name, or did you hire a publishing company?
Under my own name, self-published.
Okay, so then you did self-publish the way it was intended.
Okay.
And that's great. You have complete control of the book. If an author works with a publishing company, that would not be possible, right? Because the publishing company controls the book and it's listed on Amazon under the publishing company's name.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So that's the distinction.
Oh, so yours is just, so it's just straight independent authors that's coming out. And if they sign with your company, so do your company actually put the book on Amazon or any other type, or is it different type of markets that you deal with?
Yeah, we help the author all the way from the very beginning of the process. All we need is a completed manuscript, and we'll walk the author through all the services, editing, cover design, interior design, ebook formatting. And at the end of the process, when we have completed files, we will upload the book to the author's accounts on two platforms, Amazon KDP and Ingram Spark, which is the other major print-on-demand printer in the company that feeds all of the outlets in the book world other than Amazon.
Now, what's the name of that company again? Repeat that.
Yeah, Ingram Spark, IngramSpark.com.
Okay, so self-publishers can also go on this platform and put their book on that platform?
Yes, we actually recommend using both because Amazon's going to be about 80% of your sales. You have to be on Amazon. But then Ingram Spark is going to help bring your book to the wider distribution market, the physical bookstores, Walmart, libraries, and so forth.
Oh, okay. That didn't know that. That's why I got you on today, Michelle. I told you. I was going to be all ears. I'm listening myself because not only have I published, you know, like I said, that was a republished book because it was published in 2015. So I had had it re-edited, had it redesigned. But because I held the rights in the contract or whatever, I was able to republish. But I have some more books that I'm planning down the line, and so I want to get as much information from somebody that has done it so many years. And so I want to get as much information as I can, not only for myself, but for my audience as well. So at what point in life did you realize that this was the life for you?
It's kind of funny you ask that, because I'm from New York and just basically middle-class family. My dad worked for Con Edison, working in manholes all day long. So starting a business would never have entered my mind if I had stayed in New York. It was so easy to find a job there. You didn't have to think about owning a business. But then my husband at the time and I moved to Phoenix, Arizona in 1976. And in Phoenix, they did not appreciate graphic design, which was my training and experience. And I couldn't make more than minimum wage. So I thought, this is crazy. I think at the time it was $3 an hour, something like that. So back in the old days, typesetting was done by a separate company. You couldn't put words and pictures together on a page on a computer like everyone does now. Mm-hmm. You had to go buy typesetting from somebody, and then I had to bring it home and actually cut and paste everything together in the arrangement that I wanted. Sounds ridiculous now.
I'm not that young, Michelle, so I know a little bit about the copying and paste, but we used to have to do our reports. And you used to have to paste it on the paper and stuff like that. So I visualize what you're saying.
Yeah, and if you can believe it, we did books that way, pasting up hundreds and hundreds of pages. Anyway, so one day, here I was making $3 an hour, right? And I went to my typesetters. I was working during the day at a printing company for $3 an hour, and I would freelance at night to try to make extra money. And I was sitting in my typesetter's office, and she was working on a machine the size of a refrigerator making my typesetting. And I asked her, I said, well, what do you charge per hour? And she said, $50 an hour. So I about fell off my chair. I ran home to my husband. I said, we can do this. I know how to type.
Yeah.
And that was my first experience opening a business. I started a typesetting business in 1980.
Oh man, so and that's crazy. You say you went over to somebody else's house, saw what they was doing, and they their hourly rate just morphed yours. I'm doing this the wrong way.
I couldn't drive home fast enough.
And so I take it with that much an hour, I know he was all on board for that.
Yeah, well, it was funny. We took out a $5,000 loan for a home equity loan, and we rented a 2-room office, and we got a refrigerator sized machine of my own to do typesetting on, and that was great. It lasted until 1993 when Steve Jobs put me out of business by inventing the Macintosh.
Oh, the computer. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that ended the typesetting business. It ended every typesetting business in the world, actually.
Oh, so, okay, I'm going to ask you that a little bit down the line. So, I think you touched on it a little bit in the beginning. So, explain to us, how much does an author actually loses when you publish with a traditional publishing company and when you become an independent publisher, when you self-publish?
Well, a traditional publishing company, the author makes no investment, so they really don't lose anything. They can only gain that small royalty that the publisher pays them. But if they choose one of these middleman companies that I just described, what happens is in many cases, the middleman publisher is making more money on the book than the author is, even though the author paid them for services. Which makes no sense. This middleman publisher in most cases has no investment whatsoever in the book. So here they are making more money than the author. So just to give you an example, I have some figures here. If you were to be selling your book for a 200-page book for or $20, let's say. There's all kinds of things that come into it. The wholesale discount, Amazon takes 40% of the cover price when a book is sold. The other outlets like Barnes and Noble and so forth might take 55% when a book is sold. And then you would have to pay for the printing, which would be about $4. So when you self-publish the way you're doing it the right way, the net to you should be about $8 from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe $5 from Ingram Spark, right? But I've seen figures from these self-publishing companies that pay the author as little as $1 or $2 per book.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pocketing the rest of that. They're taking $5, $6, paying you $1 or $2, and authors are not even aware that that's happening because they don't explain that. They just talk to the author and say, "Here's your royalty."
Mm-hmm.
And the authors are familiar with that word and they say, "Oh, okay." But if you publish the way independent publishing was originally intended, you should get much more than that every time you sell a book.
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying. So the publishing industry is somewhat like the music industry there a little bit. Huh? Like, if you don't know, you just don't know.
Well, I don't know anything about the music industry, but the point is you don't need these middlemen.
Yeah.
Right. But you can open up an account at KDP. You can open up an account at Ingram Spark entirely on your own. You don't need somebody else to do that for you, because the additional problem when you work with a middleman publisher is that they control the book. So when a book is sold, they get the reports and they get the money. And then they give you the royalty. And there's been some terrible stories about companies that just disappeared overnight without paying the promised royalties and stranding tens of thousands of authors. And so that's what moved me to do these podcasts, is like, I can't stand this.
Yeah.
You know, whether people work with us or not. I mean, of course, I'd love their business, but whether they work with us or not, I need to educate people that there is an alternative to that.
Yeah, I mean, and I appreciate you coming on, giving us insight. And so, like, that's what I was saying about, like, with the industry, you know, just reading stories and by what people say, that the artists get screwed, you know, by the big companies, because you just don't know. And so you're thinking that things are good and that the money that you're getting is what you're worth. But it's really not. They pocketing all the money and just giving you what you think you deserve, because we don't know.
Well, it gets down to, like I said, I don't know music, but it gets down to, what are they doing for you? If they are getting you distribution that you can't get on your own, then they deserve to make some money, right? But if a company is only doing for you what you can do on your own,
yeah,
then you need to think about it.
Okay. So what do authors need to know about interior design pages?
Okay, that I could talk about for days. because I have the background in typesetting, right? You don't even hear the word typesetting anymore. You hear the word formatting. And there's all kinds of people online telling authors to format their book in Word or some other program. Now there's even automated programs where you dump your manuscript in and something that looks sort of like a book pops out the back end. Mm-hmm. But that's not what book design and typesetting is about. If you look at books from major publishers, you'll see the pages are designed. The words on the page are beautifully even. There's no tight and loose lines, no bad spacing, no awkward page breaks where the last line of a paragraph might be on the top of the page, or the first line of a paragraph might be on the bottom of a page. Typesetters, book designers and typesetters take care of all those things so that when people are reading, they're not distracted. They're comprehending your words. Mm-hmm. They're not distracted by unsightly text.
So with someone who, you know, helps authors publish books and things of that nature, I just want to ask this real quick. So if you're doing a Kindle book, in your opinion, what is the best price to charge? Cause I've seen $2.99, $3.99, $5.99, $9.99. what would be the best price? What would be the best price to set your book at, depending
well,
on?
Well, pricing is more art than science, right? If you keep it under $9.99, then you can get a higher royalty from Amazon, mm-hmm. right? But then you've got the choice of whether you want to give Amazon exclusive distribution rights, in which case they'll pay you 70% royalty, mm-hmm. or if you don't want to give Amazon exclusive rights, then they knock it down to 35% royalty.
Okay. That, like,
but I think, you know, you should think about who you want to reach, what the value of the information you're sharing. You know, you shouldn't, sometimes authors cheat themselves a little bit. They're afraid that their book isn't worth anything. But usually, from my experience, authors have some unique and wonderful things to share. So I wouldn't be afraid to charge for your book. You can always reduce the price if you find it's not selling. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't start at that reduced price because it's easier to reduce the price than to raise the price.
Oh, okay. So I just want to know for future references. You know what I'm saying? What to do? But that's a good thing. Start high, and if it don't go low. You know, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Go $3.99.
Some people do that too, but you know, if you find that the book is flying off the proverbial shelf, and then maybe you can add a dollar or two or three in increments and see what happens.
So you can actually do that on the pages where you can increase the amount that you charge.
Oh yeah, the author determines the price. You can go into your KDP dashboard and change the price to whatever you want.
Oh, okay. See, I've been so busy. I haven't even had a chance to look at the email that they sent me the other day. Okay. But thank you. That's nice to know.
Yeah. It's all under your control. And that's the best thing of all, as far as independently publishing the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. So question. So why should authors choose 1106 design?
Well, I hope you choose us because we are going to educate you just like I'm doing now, right through the whole process. Mm-hmm. We also do top quality work. There's a lot of poor quality work out there. A lot of companies that use templates to design your book cover and templates to design the book interior. And that's cheaper. There's no question about that. But you won't wind up with a book that is unique. Mm. And biologically, we look at things we haven't seen before for a much longer period of time than things that we're already familiar with. Yeah. That's what kept us alive when we were cavemen. So a good book cover is essential. It's kind of like a good suit, right? It's a first impression, mm-hmm. and it lets people know that you're a serious publisher, you took it seriously, and they're more likely to click through when your book cover has been designed effectively.
So with your book design from 1106 Design, so you're saying that everything is done from scratch, just, you know?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we'll go online and buy images, but every design is unique. Every design is done from scratch in collaboration with you. Mm-hmm. So we also offer editing. So like I said, you can start with the manuscript and we can do editing for you. Again, human editing, no AI, no Grammarly. Mm-hmm. You have a human being reading every word of your manuscript to make sure everything is just right. And we do the same with interior design. We work every paragraph, every line, every word to make those pages easy to read. And then after the interior design is done, we proofread it again to make sure no errors got through.
Oh. Well, that's good because, like you said, you brought Grammarly and all this. And because AI, that's a whole different ball game, huh?
Well, these things have their uses, right? I mean, I use Grammarly when I'm writing emails. It has its uses.
Yeah.
But it's often wrong. So if you depend on that, I wouldn't depend on it.
Yeah. I haven't used Grammarly. I know about it because doing certain things, you know, you listen and you learn more about certain stuff, and so now AI, that's the big thing right now. So there's certain things that I've learned about, but I've heard about Grammarly, but haven't actually used it yet. So I don't know how it actually operates. But so how can authors know what a book buyer's like?
Well, that's part of what we do. The part of the service we do is we start with research. Mm-hmm. We go out to the market and we look up close competitors to your book to see what the major publishers are doing in terms of design and pricing and page counts and so forth. Because when, even if you direct people, you do some marketing and you direct people directly to your book, Amazon isn't going to show just your book. They're going to show the best-selling books that are also selling that are similar. So by emulating what those bestsellers look like, we don't copy, we emulate it. We want to encourage buyers to give you a chance, even though they may not have heard of your name. And that's really, again, that first impression. If you have an amateurish cover design and it suddenly appears next to all the best-selling covers that are beautiful, people are going to look at that and they're going to say, oh, that must be a self-published book. I'm not going to take a chance. I'm going to go with the well-known author. So we have about, I've heard two figures, 3 seconds to 7 seconds that people look at a book cover before they decide whether or not they want to click through and learn more about that book. And that's really terrifying.
Yeah. As soon as I open up the Amazon page and I'm looking at books, you only got a couple seconds before I determine if I'm going to turn away from this page and not come back to it at all. Just that quick. So, yeah, I mean, it has to be eye-catching.
Yeah, so, somebody said the most expensive book cover is the one that doesn't sell.
That's a good one. Because that's true. I'm just saying that's true. So what essential services do authors need to publish a book?
Okay, we always recommend the most common package that people buy from us is copy editing. Start with a good, thorough copy editing, then cover design, interior layout, proofreading, and ebook forming. And then, of course, the distribution setup. We help you through that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we will also offer a la carte services. If you've already had your manuscript edited someplace else, we'll pick up with the remaining services. Whatever you want. We're flexible. We're not a big book factory.
Okay. So how long have you been in? Since 2001?
2001 is 1106 Design.
Okay. 2000. Yeah. I thought I remembered how long that when you actually started and founded that company.
Yeah.
And so I just got one more question for you. I thank you for all the knowledge that you gave us in this short period of time and the insights of how certain things go. But so which publishing model is more beneficial for authors who wish to self-publish?
Well, that's an individual decision, right? For some authors, they want the recognition of a major publisher, and they don't want to spend any money to put their book out. So a major publisher might be the best choice in that instance. But it's very difficult to get picked up by a major publisher. They want somebody, we do work with a literary agent once in a while who can't place a book with a publisher, but he thinks it's a good book. He once told me that major publishers want authors who already have 100,000 social media followers.
Wow.
So that's, you know, very few people can meet that high bar, right? Yeah. If you can't get with a major publisher, which is almost everybody, then I think the next most beneficial method is the true independent publishing, because you keep control. Yes, you need to make an investment, but you're investing in yourself. And you're also getting the full compensation when a book is sold. I'm not really sure why these middle ground publishers are so persuasive. Sometimes they offer low prices that aren't the real price until the author signs the contract. That's the unfortunate part that I kind of hinted at before. Sometimes there are good publishers in the space. Some hybrid publishers actually pay for the marketing of the book, so the author and the publisher are contributing in equal measure financially, and then, of course, they both deserve to get part of the profits, right? But the problem people are the ones that charge the author for every service and also take their money when a book is sold. That, I think, in my opinion, is completely wrong.
Yeah, because you're taking it from the front end and the back end.
Yeah.
That ain't right. That was my last question. So how can interested authors get in touch with 1106?
Okay, great. I'm glad you asked that. My website is 1106design, and anybody who goes there and puts in an email address will get a free copy of my book, Publish Like the Pros. You can download it in PDF form. It's a quick 88-page read, gives you the base survey of where the industry is now and all the services that you need, and it's my gift to you.
Oh, well, I'll be signing up today. Well, maybe. But I am going to sign up. So how can people follow you on any social medias to get, you know, to find out more about 1106 Designs and just get your name out there more? And, you know, that's let people know what Michelle over there at 1106 Design doing.
Well, sure. When you give us your email address and get the book, you'll be subscribed to our newsletter, which comes out once a month. We will, I promise you, we will not start sending you 3 or 4 emails a day. That's that's not how we operate.
Okay.
But you can follow, you'll get the newsletter. You can unsubscribe at any time. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter primarily. There's also a few videos on YouTube, and I'm going to put more of these podcasts up as I get the time to do that.
Okay. So everything is under 1106 Design?
Everything is on our website, including complete pricing. I want people to know what we're going to charge them. Some of these companies, they want to find out how much money you make before they quote a price. I don't care how much money you make. I'm going to give you my prices. This is what it costs to do the job. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll be right for you. We believe in complete transparency.
Okay. So with social media, so all your everything is under 1106 Design, like
correct.
Instagram and things like that. Okay, so you have another follower in me, and I hope others will start following you too. I thank you. I appreciate you giving us this valuable information today.
Well, thank you, CJ. I appreciate this opportunity very much.
I thank you. Hey, you have been listening to the CJ Moneyway Show today with Michelle, 1106 Designs. Any inspiring authors who wish to self-publish, check her out before you do anything else. Check out 1106 Designs. This your boy CJ Moneyway. I'm out of here. Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.